I'm going to read the announcements while you find your places. I'm going to get this card out of here if I can. Dear church family, thank you doesn't seem quite enough for the love, prayers, and support all have given. It means a lot to us each in this time of loss of our mother. To those who provided delicious meals, muchísimas gracias. It was so helpful with a house full of people. And most of all, it was all of the very sumptuous. God bless you all, the Hausnick family. Speaking of the Hausnick family, we need to remember that our sister Jody Hausnick had a heart attack the other evening. She's in the hospital. At 10 o'clock, she was supposed to begin surgery to have the two stents put in her heart for blockage that had occurred. So let's keep her in our prayers. This afternoon, we're going to assemble a hand of fellowship after the meal. And then at 3:30, there's a choir practice. At 5:30 this evening, a song service. At 6 is a preaching service, and our brother Apostle Jay Moser will be the speaker. Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, the children will hear. We'll be here in the chapel. At 7, there's a business meeting. Sunday at 9:45 will be Sunday school. At 11 is a preaching service. Our brother Hubert Yates will be the speaker. 3:30 is choir practice. 5:30 a song service. Then at 6 o'clock is a preaching service, and our brother Dwayne Ely will be the speaker at that time. There are a lot of special announcements we need to listen to. Saturday, January the 25th, at 10 a.m., there will be a woman's brunch at the church. Later that day, there will be a 75th anniversary celebration of the beginning of our local. The time will be announced later. The committees should all have their reports ready for the year for our Wednesday evening business meeting. And Alicia Yates's bridal shower will be February the 8th at 2 p.m. here at the church. Come dressed Hawaiian. She's registered at Target and Bed Bath and Beyond. And if you have any questions, see Trish or Pamela. Now we're going to use number 11 as we continue. Shall we rise? Much as possible, let us kneel in prayer. Well, Lord, our eternal and all-wise Father, hallowed be thy name, O Lord. We thank thee this day for this opportunity you have given us once again to meet together in thy house, to worship thee, to consider thy word, to lift our prayers, our thoughts, our gratitude and thanksgiving before thee. Father, we do thank thee for all the many blessings that we have enjoyed. We thank thee, Father, for this opportunity to come together in the bonds of the fellowship of the gospel of Christ. We thank thee for the words of our Lord Jesus Christ that you have inspired in the hearts of your children and caused to be written and preserved, that we might consider them yet again this day. Father, there are some of our number who are not with us at this time. We pray that you will look down with mercy and compassion. Those who are afflicted and sick, that you will bless and lift up. Most especially do we present before thee our sister Jody. We pray thee, O Lord, that you will lift her up, that you will heal her, that you will cause that she might quickly regain her strength and well-being and health to praise thy name, O Lord. Father, we do hold up before thee our brother Max and our brother Marvin, our sister Amanda, our sister Polly, those who stand in great need, O Lord. We thank thee for the many blessings that you poured out upon your people, for miracles that we have witnessed and received. We pray again that you will work your miraculous power in the lives of these thy children who stand in need this day. Now as we come here this day, Lord, to contemplate thy word, we pray indeed that you will attend us with your Holy Spirit, that your Spirit will be upon our brother to give him liberty and freedom of thought, that you will place upon his mind and heart and tongue the words of counsel and guidance and direction of comfort that you would have for your people this day. You know the times in which we live. You know our lives and our needs, Father, before thee. And so we pray that that same Spirit will carry these words into our hearts to work there that which is pleasing to thee. Father, be with thy people everywhere as they meet together this day. Be with your servants as they labor in foreign lands, in Mexico, in Honduras, in Africa, in the Philippines. We pray, Father, for your people here in the United States and in Canada, for your people in Europe. We pray that the work of the gospel might go forward, that it might grow, Father, that your divine and holy purposes shall be fulfilled. And so once again, as we wait before thee, we invoke thy presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to continue with number 113. Let us stand again as we sing. Let us now give our careful, our prayerful attention to our brother, Bill Malone, as he brings to us the message of this day. Brother Bill.
I want to speak to you this morning about our faith and our belief in God. And I hope as I bring forth different thoughts and ideas and scriptures on this particular subject that you'll look within your own hearts and your own lives and see how they can apply to your life. I want to begin reading this morning in the book of Hebrews, where it talks about faith. And Paul here, when we believe it was Paul anyway, who wrote these words, tells us in the 11th chapter, he talks about faith in the first verse. He says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And over in the 6th verse, he writes, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And he goes on and gives us lots of instances of great men and women who had strong faith and some of their experiences. And one of the greatest, probably, that we're probably most familiar with, we've been studying about Moses and the experiences that him and his people had when they were exiting Egypt. You can imagine the faith that Moses must have had to be used by the Lord like he did. He had a great faith, and therefore the Lord could use him as the leader of those people. We can read in verse 17 about the great faith that Abraham had. We know the story of how he offered up his son, and that would be something that would really take a lot of faith. But he did. He offered up his son to the Lord, and the Lord was testing him to see how strong his faith was. That's the type of faith that you and I would like to have, a faith as strong as Abraham's. How do we get that faith? Is it the quantity of faith we have, or the quality of faith that we have that the Lord is looking for? I think both of them are instances of what we need to look for in our lives. But the Lord tells us in the 17th chapter of Matthew, he talks about our faith and how it really isn't the quantity as much as it is the quality that he's looking for. Because he talks about that faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Now, I haven't seen a mustard seed, but I imagine it's pretty small. And the Lord tells us that it's the quality of our faith that he's looking for. We read about the great things that happened to some of these people there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, but And it, towards the end of the chapter, it gives you a little bit different picture. In verse 36, it says, "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, tempted and tested and slain with a sword. They wandered about destitute, afflicted, and tormented. But yet they had faith." Verse 39, it says, "And all of these, and these all, having received witness through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." We can have a strong faith, and we still have to face this world and some of the terrible things that are going to happen in this world. But it's the quality of our faith that is going to get us through these things. I want each one of us here this day to ask ourselves, is our faith sufficient? Is it to the degree that the Lord wants it to be? Is it to the degree that you would like it to be? I want to read a scripture in Mark, the 9th chapter. A few verses, starting with verse 14. "And when he came to his disciples," this is Jesus, "he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, 'What question ye with them?' And one of the multitude answered and said, 'Master, I have brought unto thee my son, who hath a dumb spirit. And whether he taketh, wherever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, 'O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him unto me.' And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit convulsed him, and he fell upon the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, 'How long ago is it since this came unto him?' And he said, 'From a child. And often it doth cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' Jesus said unto him, 'If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe.' And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief.' When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, 'Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him.'" Down to the last, or to the 29th verse, he says, And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." And the thought that I wanted to present to us was in the 24th verse, where he says, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." Each one of us here have faith to a certain degree. And I'm sure each one of us make it part of our prayers from time to time that the Lord would strengthen our faith and help our unbelief, that we might have that faith that could move mountains. If it isn't part of our prayers, it should be part of each time we come to the Lord in prayers. In prayer, we should make that a part of our prayer, that He would strengthen our unbelief or strengthen our faith. Paul talks about faith some more over in the first chapter of Corinthians. And I'm going to start with verse 13. I'm just going to read one verse. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, or love. There's several places in the scriptures where we read about faith being one of these three things that Paul is talking about. And faith is usually linked with hope and with charity or with love. In the 12th chapter, over in the 9th verse, we can read where Paul is talking about the spiritual gifts. And one of the spiritual gifts is, as it says in verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit. So it is one of the spiritual gifts. And also in Galatians, the 5th chapter, I'm not going to go to it, but it talks about faith as being one of the fruits of the Spirit. In John, in the 6th chapter, we can read here in the 6th chapter, towards the end of the 6th chapter, Jesus was talking to His disciples and telling them about the communion with Him and talking about taking up His drinking of His blood, or of His eating of His flesh and drinking of His blood, and explaining to Him about the communion with Him. In verse 60, it says, many, therefore, of His disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? And then down to verse 66, it says, from that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's the verse that I wanted to emphasize, is without faith in the Lord, our Savior, without Jesus being there for us to go to, how empty our lives would be if we could not go to Him in faith and call upon His name for the strength that we seek in our lives. For the blessings and for the comfort and the peace that we can gain through our faith on Him. I want to read a verse in Alma now, page 422. A few verses, starting with verse 139. Yea, there are many who do say, if thou wilt show unto us a sign from heaven, then we shall know of a surety, then we shall believe. Have you ever done that in your lives? Have you asked, Lord, show us a sign? I think we probably each have to a certain degree. Now I ask, is this faith? Behold, I say unto you, nay, for if a man knoweth a thing, he hath no cause to believe, for he knoweth it. And now, how much more cursed is he that knoweth the will of God, and doeth it not, than he that only believeth or hath cause to believe and falleth into transgression. Now of this thing ye must judge. Behold, I say unto you that it is on the one hand even as it is on the other. And it shall be unto every man according to his work. And now, as I said concerning faith, faith is not to have a perfect knowledge of things. Therefore, if ye have faith, ye hope for things which are not seen, which are true. Continuing in 149. Now, as I said concerning faith, that it was not a perfect knowledge, even so it is with my words. Ye cannot know of their surety at first unto perfection, any more than faith is a perfect knowledge. But behold, if ye will awake and arouse your faculties, even to an experiment upon my words, and exercise a particle of faith, the quality of faith that he wants in us, yea, even if ye can do more than to desire to believe, let this desire work in you, even until you believe in a manner that you can give place for a portion of my words. And he goes on to talk about planting a seed and knowing what will happen when you plant a seed. We know that if we nurture it, that it will grow into whatever that seed was from. It will produce the same as what the seed came from. And now behold, in verse 158, and now behold, are you sure that this is a good seed? I say unto you, yea, for every seed bringeth forth unto its own likeness. Therefore, if a seed groweth, it is good, but if it groweth not, behold, it is not good. Therefore, it is cast away. And now behold, because ye have tried the experiment and planted the seed, and it swelleth and sprouteth and beginneth to grow, you must needs know that the seed is good. And now, behold, is your knowledge perfect? Yea, your knowledge is perfect in that thing, and your faith is dormant. And this because you know, for ye know that the word hath swelled your souls, and ye also know that it hath sprouted up, that your understanding doth begin to be enlightened, and your mind doth begin to expand. Continuing in verse 170. But if ye will nourish the word, yea, nourish the tree as it beginneth to grow, by your faith, with great diligence and with patience, looking forward to the fruit thereof, it shall take root, and behold, it shall be a tree springing up into everlasting life. And because of your diligence and your faith and your patience with the word in nourishing it, that it may take root in you, behold, by and by ye shall pluck the fruit thereof, which is most precious, which is sweet above all that is sweet, and which is white above all that is white, yea, and pure above all that is pure. And ye shall feast upon this fruit, even until ye are filled, that ye hunger not, neither shall ye thirst. Then, my brethren, ye shall reap the rewards of your faith, and your diligence and patience and long-suffering, waiting for the tree to bring forth fruit unto you. And so it is with our faith. We need to nurture our faith, do those things that will strengthen our faith. And we know that eventually the things that the Lord has promised unto us will come to pass, and our faith in the Lord will grow stronger day by day. I'd like to read a scripture in Enos on page 194. It talks about an unshaken faith. In verse 6, and all the day long did I cry unto him, yea, and when the night came, I did still raise my voice high that it reached the heavens. Here we can see where Enos was diligent in coming before the Lord. In verse 17, and after Enos had heard these words, the voice of the Lord came unto him. And after Enos had heard these words, my faith began to be unshaken in the Lord. And I prayed unto him with many long sufferings for my brethren the Lamanites. And it came to pass that after I had prayed and labored with all diligence, the Lord said unto me, I will grant unto thee according to thy desires because of thy faith. Here Enos besought the Lord, came to the Lord with diligence and with a strong faith, and after his faith was exercised, the Lord spoke to him after coming to him with an unshaken faith. Now, there's a scripture in James I'd like to read. In the second chapter, and it's one very familiar that we've heard many times, James talking about our faith. Second chapter, verse 14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needed to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And over in the last verse, 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith is a portion that goes hand in hand with our works, with our service. Faith is the declaration that we make in our life, and our works are the fruits, the seed sprouting, the evidence of our faith. I'd like to read a scripture in 2 Nephi on page 162. Starting with verse 27. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into this straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And where each one of us are on that straight and narrow path right now, with our desires in our heart that we have in being here this day, we have made the effort to place ourselves on that straight and narrow path. And I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him. Each one of us, I believe, have a strong enough faith that we know that this is where we need to be. We know the things in life that we must do to constantly strive to serve our Father, to serve one another. and to know that by keeping the words that He has given us, that our faith tells us that we will be able to overcome those life's turmoils and trials and tribulations that come before us each day, that came before those people that it talked about there in Hebrews in that first scripture. Each one of us are going to have trials in our life. We probably have, many of us have trials in our life right now. The answer to those trials is not going to come that will strengthen our faith. They come because of our faith. I'm going to read a little bit about that in the next few scriptures. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. We need to have that desire in our hearts to make our faith the quality that God wants us to have. On page 165, here Nephi says, I have charity for my people and great faith in Christ. Great faith, exceeding faith, unshaken faith. A few of the qualities of the type of faith that we were to have. Oh, in Jerem, on page 197, it gives another quality of faith that we must have. Page 197, verse 8 and 9. And there are many among us who have many revelations, and they are not all stiff-necked. And as many as are not stiff-necked and have faith, have communion with the Holy Spirit, which maketh manifest unto the children of men according to their faith. Communion with the Holy Spirit. When our faith is strong enough, we have that Holy Spirit and the closeness that we have to have, that God can work with us and be with us and strengthen our faith. Page 219. Now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had made an end of speaking the words which he had delivered unto him by the angel of the Lord, that he cast his eyes round about on the multitude, and behold, they had fallen to the earth, for the fear of the Lord had come upon them. And they had viewed themselves in their own carnal state, even less than the dust of the earth. And they all cried aloud with one voice, saying, O, have mercy, and apply the atoning blood of Christ, that we may receive forgiveness for our sins, that our hearts may be purified. This is 125 years before Christ had even come. For we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who created heaven and earth and all things, who shall come down among the children of men. And it came to pass, after they had spoken these words, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, and they were filled with joy, having received a remission of their sins and having peace of conscience because of the exceeding faith which they had in Jesus Christ, who should come, according to the words of King Benjamin, according to the words which King Benjamin had spoken to them. And King Benjamin again opened his mouth and began to speak unto them, saying, My friends and my brethren, my kindred and my people, I would again call your attention that ye may hear and understand the remainder of my words which I speak unto you. For behold, if the knowledge of the goodness of God at this time has awakened you to a sense of your nothingness and your worthless and fallen state, I say unto you, if ye have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matching power and his wisdom and his patience and his long-suffering towards the children of men, and also the atonement which has been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to you, to him that should put his trust in the Lord, and should be diligent in keeping his commandments, and continue in the faith even to the end of his life, I mean the life of the mortal body, I say that this is the man who receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were, ever since the fall of Adam, or who are, or whoever shall be, even unto the end of the earth. And this is the means whereby salvation cometh. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. Believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that ye do them. Again, faith is linked with our works. That we need to have that strong faith, and we need to have the faith and show to God that we have the desire in our hearts to do those things that will draw us closer to him. In Matthew, it talks, in the 18th chapter, it talks about the childlike faith that we need to have. I want to read in it, chapter 18, verse 1 through 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm sure each one of us can recall instances in our lives, experiences that we've had where, as little children or our own small children, have shown to us a quality of faith that is that type of faith that each one of us as adults would like to attain, that we once had when we were children, that has since dwindled from time to time, and that each one of us, I'm sure, would like to again attain that quality of faith is the type of faith that God wants us to have in our lives. I'm going to read in Alma, page 315. And now, behold, I ask of you, my brethren of the church, have ye spiritually been born of God? Have ye received his image in your countenances? Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts? Do ye exercise faith in the redemption of him who created you? Do you look forward with an eye of faith and view this mortal body raised in immortality? and this corruption raised in incorruption to stand before God, to be judged according to the deeds which have been done in the mortal body. I say unto you, can you imagine to yourselves that ye hear the voice of the Lord saying unto you in that day, come unto me, ye blessed, for behold, your works have been the works of righteousness upon the face of the earth. I hope each one of us have a strong enough faith that we can make that statement, that we each look forward with an eye of faith and have that desire in our hearts, and will someday hear those words that Christ will say to us, come unto me, ye blessed, for behold, your works have been the works of righteousness upon the face of the earth. Ether has some words on faith that I would like to bring to us. On page 746, starting in verse 6, and now I, Moroni, would speak somewhat concerning these things. I would show unto the world that faith is things which are hoped for and not seen. Skipping down to for verse 13. For if there be no faith among the children of men, God can do no miracle among them. Wherefore he showed not himself until after their faith. Behold, it was the faith of Alma and Amulek that caused the prison to tumble to the earth. Behold, it was the faith of Nephi and Lehi that wrought the change upon the Lamanites, that they were baptized with fire and with Holy Ghost. Behold, it was the faith of Ammon and his brethren which wrought so great a miracle among the Lamanites. Yea, and even all they who wrought miracles wrought them by faith, even those who were before Christ and also them who were after. And it was by faith that the three disciples obtained promise that they should not taste of death. And they obtained not the promise until after their faith. And neither at any time hath any wrought miracles until after their faith, wherefore they first believed in the Son of God. And there were many whose faith was so exceeding strong, even before Christ came, who could not be kept from within the veil, but truly saw with their eyes the things which they had beheld with an eye of faith, and they were glad. And behold, we have seen in the record that one of these was the brother of Jared. For so great was his faith in God that when God put forth his finger, he could not hide it from the sight of the brother of Jared because of his word which he had spoken unto him, which word he had obtained by faith. And after the brother of Jared had beheld the finger of the Lord, because of the promise which the brother of Jared had obtained by faith, the Lord could not withhold anything from his sight. Wherefore he showed him all things, for he could no longer be kept without the veil. And it is by faith that my fathers have obtained the promise that these things should come unto their brethren through the Gentiles. Therefore the Lord God hath commanded me, yea, even Jesus Christ. Many wonderful and great things, I believe, await us if our faith is sufficient, if it's as strong as the Lord wants it to be. He has given us many promises that we know that will come to pass if we exercise that quality of faith that He wants us to have. One last scripture I want to read in the 7th chapter of Moroni. And this is, a few of these words were words that our brother Gordon spoke at the gravesite about hope. And I want to relate those plus a few more verses, because they fit so well. Page 766, verse 26. And as sure as Christ liveth, he spake these words unto our Father, saying, whatsoever thing ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is good, in faith believing, that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be done unto you. There's qualifiers there that we need to remember in our lives when we seek the Lord's will and seek His blessings. We've read about where we have to pray, we have to fast and pray for some of those things. And it also has to be good. It has to be the Lord's will, not our own will. And again, we have to have a strong enough faith. Verse 35, and Christ hath said, if ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. And he hath said, repent all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, and have faith in me that ye may be saved. Now, my beloved brethren, if this be the case, that these things are true, which I have spoken unto you, and God will show unto you with power and great glory at the last day, that they are true, and if they are true, has the day of miracles ceased? Or have angels ceased to appear unto the children of men? Or has he withheld the power of the Holy Ghost from them? Or will he, so long as time shall last, or the earth shall stand, where there shall be one man upon the face thereof to be saved. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for it is by faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto men. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, woe be unto the children of men, for it is because of unbelief, and all is vain. For no man can be saved according to the words of Christ, save they shall have faith in his name. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, then has faith ceased also, and awful is the state of man. Do we see miracles? Do we see the types of miracles that the Lord refers to here? If we don't, it's because of the unbelief of the state of man. I think, as part of mankind, we don't see the faith that the Lord wants us to have. Within our own body, we still see miracles. We see them throughout our lives. We see where the Lord has intervened and done miraculous things in our life. And it's because of faith. Our society as a whole has diminished in faith, and they don't see the miracles that we experience and that we can see in our lives through exercising our faith in Him. What is it that we must do to strengthen our faith? To have the type of faith, the quality of faith that we would like to have, that the Lord wants us to have. One of the things that will strengthen our faith is for us to be involved in loving one another. When we have that desire in our hearts to love one another, and we make the effort in our lives to love one another, and we see others doing that same thing, it's something that will strengthen our faith. It does. It strengthens our faith. When we remember that first commandment to love God and to love Him with all our heart and our mind and our soul, He in turn gives us that blessing of increased faith. When we share our experiences one with another, prayer services and testimonies, it strengthens our faith when we see those examples and we see God working in the lives of others. In our own lives, we know that when we experience God's blessings, it's something that strengthens our faith. And we need to share those things so we might be able to help others strengthen their faith. When we study the scriptures, I don't recall a time when I've sat down and seriously studied or read the scriptures that there hasn't been something that has left me more blessed and left me with a greater understanding and given me a stronger faith. Sometimes it's just the knowledge that God gives you, knowing that you're doing what He wants you to do and you're making the efforts that He wants you to make. And He strengthens our faith that way. There's a never-ending source of faith-strengthening material there that we can never learn at all. There's always something more that we can learn, that we can use, that will strengthen our faith in studying the scriptures. Prayer will strengthen our faith. And when we fast and pray, it'll strengthen our faith just that much more. And we must be diligent in our services to God in all things that we do. Even the temporal things that we do, the offices that we fulfill here in the church, or the things we do for our love of the Lord and for the love of mankind, things we do for others, and just being a good example for others to see is something that will strengthen their faith. And in so doing, when you see those things that are done by others that are good, it will strengthen your faith. I hope each one of us always have that desire to draw a little bit closer to God and just go a little bit closer and come up with a little bit more quality of faith in our lives. And I pray that I haven't bored you too much with all the reading that I did this day. You'll be able to take some of these things and apply them in your life and end up with a stronger faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Let's remember all the announcements that we have ahead of us for the day and the week to come, the weeks to come.